Cottrell, Roy F. Crystal Springs, St. Helena, California. November 20th, 1900. Roy F. Cottrell, Sheridan, Illinois. Dear Brother, I have received your letter and will respond to it this morning. Have received the calendar which you sent. The program is good. You say that some connected with the school object to the use of healthful living and state that I disapprove of the book. In answer to this statement, I would say that I have always appreciated healthful living. In no instance have I uttered a word of disapproval. Neither has a thought of disapproval entered my mind. Healthful Living is a good and useful book, and can be used in your school with good results. I am sorry that so many are ready to receive statements which have no true foundation. Let none of your teachers be ready to catch up and repeat, "they say." Ask those who make such statements to produce their authority. It means something to report hearsay, especially concerning a book which has been as carefully prepared as Healthful Living. Those who circulate reports of this kind, unless they have the very best authority, will do harm instead of good. If all, old and young, were seeking more earnestly to acquire all the knowledge possible on healthful living, and to reform their habits of eating, drinking, and dressing in accordance with the principles of temperance, they would have a life-saving influence. May the Lord impress all who are engaged in the work of educating with the fact that before they can be acceptable, God-fearing, intelligence teachers, they must be daily learners in the school of Christ. "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me," says the great teacher, "and ye shall find rest unto your souls." Matthew 11, verse 29. If this can be carried out in the practical life in the school to be established in Sheridan, you will have the blessing of God and complete success. The life which God has entrusted to us is to be regarded as sacred, to be preserved by healthful living for the service of the Master. May the Lord direct you and guide you, and may His Holy Spirit rest upon the preceptor and teachers of the Sheridan School, is my most earnest prayer.